views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Thank you, and welcome to the show. You know, don't you just love technology? There's always something that keeps you on your toes. No matter how many times you check things, it happens. So we're all good to go. Now, I'm actually looking forward to this one because I have really good news. If you're willing to tap into that good news, of course you can change your mind and stay focused on things that are going worst case scenario. But guys, this is a really good opportunity for some positive news for December. I know there's been a lot going on with this entire year, and that's because it's been a manifesting year and a time for changing. It's been a game changer year for everybody in their own individual things going on. So things happen, life happens, and it's how we respond to it, of course. So what we're doing this week, what we're doing this week on the show is a message with Archangel Gabriel. And I do want to put some things out to you before I answer any questions, because it's such good information. I don't want you to miss out on this. There's a new vibration coming in for December. Yes, a new vibration. We've been through some pulling up the stuff that's uncomfortable, you know, releasing old outdated beliefs, releasing perspectives that aren't getting us anywhere. If you feel like you're in a loop and you're just repeating, and you just keep going through the same things over and over again, you're going to get the same result. It's kind of a Einstein thing. You know, you keep going at it the same way, you're going to get the same result. It's kind of a science thing. But if you really think about that statement, it makes perfect sense, right? Well, we've been given opportunity to see the things that we want to let go of, the things that aren't working, the things that cause us the stress, the things that are just getting in the way. But have you been willing to let it go? Have you been willing to do that? You still have opportunity to do this, because the end of this year, this next few weeks, is to help you wrap it up so you're ready for 2019. 2019 is a big year. It moves fast. And did anybody feel that full moon last week? Did it? Anybody? It was right on the holiday, Thanksgiving, yes. And it was pretty strong. But it was also bringing in and helping us align. So one of the things I'm noticing that I receive from people, and a lot of the questions, I mean, we have, and guys, please understand, we get a lot of email, okay? And I do have help with that, and I can't possibly answer every single thing that way. I can't do private reads that way. Please understand that. We have a group, Angel Retreat, where I am going in and I have allotted time. They get a priority because they're members that support the show. They help me bring this to you. But we're bringing and teaching more in depth than we can do at this hour. So that's where we will do angel readings in depth, deeper, once a month. You can go check that out. We still have special pricing. We can't keep it up there for so long for that pricing, but it's good through December 31st at this point, guys, if you still want to get in there. We're still tweaking. We're improving it. this was a way to get in as a founder at the beginning of it as we build it. And I just want to say a big thank you to those that have joined. We've already had a live angel gallery reading where we paint them and we go in depth. We've already had some live meditation. We've already had a few things go in there. We're also putting articles. I'm going to teach more in there. So instead of buying a lot of individual online classes, we're going to be doing a lot of stuff in there. We're just going to go into those topics, deeper topics. So that's where we're going to really start diving into really learning these things. So with Archangel Gabriel, one of the things that he does with this one is he brings inspiration. He's bringing inspiration and reminding us to enjoy life. No matter what you have going on, I have seen some of the people, I've seen things and experienced people that have been in dire straits. They have nothing. They have so much that could be just bringing them down, and they find a way to be positive. They find a way to see the best in their situation and to have gratitude. They appreciate what they do have. That is a very powerful, potent aspect of manifesting. It really is. If you stay focused on what you're worried about or what you're worried somebody else is thinking, you're actually avoiding a situation. You're avoiding working on changing your own perspective. It doesn't matter what it's about. It could be about, well, I just did a job interview. I don't know what they thought. You know, I hope they liked it. You're being in fear, actually, and you're worried they didn't, you see. And just being aware that we can change what we're focusing on. I know it's not very easy at the beginning, and I'm coming in with some tough love today because I love you guys, and I want to bring you truth. I want to bring you the truth the way I've experienced it and what's worked. Not everybody's going to like what I say sometimes. I know that. But I'm not going to pretend, and I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear just to fluff it up again over and over, and it doesn't help you, and it keeps you where you are. Now, how is that helping you? How does that bring you what you need to help you grow? I don't think it does. And bottom line, if you're still worried about what somebody else is thinking, if you're still worried about the lack, you're still fretting about, I hope this works out, you're not believing. You're not believing in yourself. And so I want you to think about that a little bit. After all the manifesting we've done this year and all the changes that have happened in this whole year, okay, we are now tying up all those loose ends. So if there's anything left, you may feel it coming up uncomfortable. You may feel like you're in. Here's what Gabriel says. He goes, you got to cut yourself some slack and lighten up a little bit. We get too serious sometimes, and then we miss life where we can enjoy and celebrate how far we've actually come. I can have a tendency to do that too. This information is for me too, guys. I'm not perfect either. And I thought, wow, what a great statement. Absolutely. What a great statement. We do need to lighten up a little bit, give ourselves some breathing room, and look over the last year from last December to now. How far have you come? Have you done anything at all? Some people will say, no, I haven't. I've been wanting to, but I didn't. Well, you know, that's your choice. But how, you know, there's nothing to complain about with that if you still just want to stay in your safe zone. And I understand that. And sometimes it is a good time to wait. Here's the deal with right now. It's a little bit of both because we're still in the retrograde. The Mercury retrograde is going to go, it'll finally move forward and lighten up on this reflective review, tweak, hold off on making big decisions, stuff like that. That will end on December 6th, okay? Right when some of the newer energy comes in with Sagittarius. And so we're going to go into that. We're going to work with this December and what we have to look forward to. What's important is that you don't skip the opportunity we're in right now for the next, you know, week, good week, 7 to 10 days or so, to wrap it up. Okay. Think about that. This is good stuff. This is good stuff. That's what we're going to do. It's going to bring closure to all that. We're going to find some resolution, and then it's going to really prepare us for an incredible year of movement forward, much faster than we had this year, because we had a lot of retrogrades, and those were to help us review and reflect and sort out and see if that plan is what we want and tweak it before we move forward. 2019's it's time to go, right? So that's what's going on. I want to say hello right before break. Hello to everyone in the chats or joining us on the video live streams. If you want to see what that's all about, I do have my YouTube embedded on my website, right on the talk show page. You can go there if you don't want to go, you know, right into a social media. You can watch it there. I have the live chat open on YouTube, and our network, Transformation Talk Radio, is live video streaming it on Facebook for you. I have shared that over on my pages. But they're monitoring that one for me. So hello to everyone over there. And hello to everyone that just listens to traditional audio radio. So hello to Sharon, Kelly, Annie. It looks like Annie. Oh, that's kind of a cool name. I don't even know how to say that whole name, but I want to say hello. From New Zealand. Well, hello to you. Shadonna, good morning. Jody, David. Oh, wow. Karen. Let's see who, Andrea, Barbara. Wow. And oh, you know what? What a great crowd. Nice variety of crowd. You guys are awesome. And I want to welcome you to the show because we really enjoy diving in and interacting. And just thank you for being here. Thank you for supporting. One of the things with Gabriel is he's very good with creative ideas. So he's perfect to get you into this mindset of, okay, calm down. It's kind of like a calm down, take a deep breath, lighten up, snap out of it kind of thing. Remember that from that movie that Cher was in? I love that movie. Snap out of it. I mean, I smile every time I remember that because it's good. We need that. It's time to celebrate where you are now. And that's what this energy brings in December. So think about that for a moment, what you have going on, okay? We're going to take a short break. When we come back, I'm going to start diving in. You can start throwing some questions out there on the chats if you like. Our number is 1-800-930-2819 if you want to call in. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching the video live stream. We'll be right back after the break.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
If you're dealing with fear and anxiety, you've probably noticed that the more you fight these emotions, the stronger they seem to get. Dr. Friedemann Schaub, the author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, explains that instead of suppressing, we need to identify and resolve the deeper, subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety. His personal breakthrough program has helped thousands worldwide to overcome their emotional challenges. To learn more, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com and schedule your free consultation with Dr. Schaub now.
Join Jennifer Noel Taylor on the hit show Quantum Touch Radio, supercharging your life on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You'll take a quantum journey as we reveal powerful yet simple steps to create more abundance, better health, emotional and mental vibrancy, and happier relationships using universal quantum touch principles. For more information, visit JenniferNoelTaylor.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs, Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
And welcome back to the show. Okay. Hello to everyone. So let me see. Barbara over in the YouTube chat, she's saying she is ready to let go of so much, doing lots of trauma therapy so I can lighten up and let go. How can I shore up the insights to feel joy and ease in my life? Well, just hang on, Barbara. That's exactly what the whole show is about. So, you know, instead of it's actually going to take the show to answer the question. So just stay with me because that's exactly what we're going to be delivering in this, which is awesome. So you're right in the pocket, right where you should be with timing. I think I call that divine timing to be tapped into the show today. And, you know, how do I know that? I love that when that happens. But that's why this message is coming through, because one of the things that Gabriel says, and we'll start with that, is this energy, it's going to be very important to, and you know, some people aren't outdoor people, and right now for us, it's kind of cold here, so, but I'm still outside, but I'm noticing that it's an alignment with the frequency of Earth, if that makes any sense. And let me go into that a little bit more. Earth is changing and raising the frequency as well. They're measuring it on something called a Schumann's resonance scale, scientists do, and it's been spiking a lot. It's just higher than it's ever been. It usually ran at a certain level of megahertz, and now it's our, whatever that's called. I'm not trying to understand all that completely and go into that now, but it's been way off the chart, and it affects the that is a measurement of the electromagnetic field of the Earth. Well, we have an electromagnetic field too. Everybody does. That's what I love about energy work, is you're working with the energy of everything. And so if Earth is spiking, okay, and then we're at a different frequency, we're going to feel that a little bit more. It's actually pulling up to the surface the things that we're releasing, healing, like Barbara's saying, the healing of things. They have to come up. We have to acknowledge where they are. It's an awareness of them. And one of the things that's my favorite, really, discoveries in the spiritual awakening path is your soul already knows everything. And we're like, well, what is my soul's path? You know, that's the whole journey of a spiritual awakening. You're waking up to what soul is already aware of. You may not be aware of it in this 3D world or the conscious world, the physical world, but as we're spiritually awakening, you're waking up to that. So now you're more aware of this other aspect of you that's always been there, that's not afraid, that is aware that of the connection to all, that's the most amazing thing. And as you work with that and you're just kind of allowing, going with the flow, kind of aligning with the earth frequency, and you're like, how do you do that? You do that by going inward, and you are doing your self-healing. Barbara is obviously very busy working on that. So good. Kudos to you. Anybody working on some habit changing, and you'll know what they are by, you know, things that you used to be able to tolerate. This is a good example. Things you used to tolerate, not so much anymore. You know, you were the polite one, you were nice, you just, you know, and now it's just, you have a more difficulty maybe being around something like that. It doesn't mean it's their fault. You still bring it back inside. It's like, why does this feel so different? Because you're starting to change in your frequency. You're starting to be drawn to things that align with where you are. And the good news is here, more and more and more. You may not see that on the news. You're not going to. Don't worry about that. That's why I like bringing in this kind of news or positive news, because this isn't discussed out there, because everybody has different levels of where they are and beliefs and things like that. But more and more people are waking up spiritually. They're realizing there's more to life than just this stuff, this survival, this I live to survive kind of mindset, this defensiveness, this, you know, what, who's doing what and what's wrong. You know, there's this focus that's a lower frequency. Now we're really being exposed much more to higher potential, higher frequencies, a shift. It's a major shift. We've been talking about it for a few years. We're like right in the middle of this thing now. So if you really think about what you were thinking or what you were doing or what you used to love to do, but maybe not so much now, if you're listening to this show, you know, it's pretty much a given you're on your spiritual awakening path, because why would you be here? You wouldn't be interested in it. So you're here because you're trying to learn and you're trying to understand, and you're probably trying to read 5 books at once and listen to as many shows like this as possible, and you just can't get enough because your soul is hungry for it. Hungry, not that it needs it. It needs you to wake up to it. You are waking up to what your soul already knows. So that sounds like 2 separate parts of you, right? They're coming together. They're coming together. They're merging to unite and actually work together in a flow versus it's separate. It won't feel so separate anymore. It feels like it's becoming more and more a part of you, because it is. It's always been a part of you. You're just aware of it. You're becoming more aware of it. That was kind of going deep, but that's what I'm trying to say here, how incredible that is. It's a lot like that. Now, right now with the retrograde is very important. The retrograde is the communication. So if things seem to be a little frustrating that way, like I don't understand, or they misunderstood, or I have no idea what's going on, that kind of thing, it's all coming up to be, you know, reflected on. You know, you're looking at your life and how you communicate. One of the big things I see people that get frustrated with this, and then they might repeat asking, or they'll ask me because they don't understand it, is it's not about what anybody else is thinking. It never is, no matter what you're doing. It's about what you're working on inside you. There is lot less avoiding what we need to work on right now. That's why it just feels like it's up and everywhere that we're dealing with. And you don't really want to push it down. It used to be a lot easier. If you think back in your life several years back, it was a lot easier to just go, I don't want to deal with that right now. I'm just going to go get busy and not think about that. Or, why is that person doing this to me? Or why is this? Why is that? It's never about what's outside of you. It never has been. It never has been. It's about what's inside of yourself, because that reflection, that energy and shift. So when you are working with retrograde, it's about reflecting, pausing, and waiting. Don't rush ahead right now. Just allow Mercury to show you what it needs to show you right now. Gabriel is the communication angel, so I'm very thankful he's come in for the last 2 weeks, because it's about lighten up. You are not noticing anything to appreciate. And he's not saying that everybody's like this. It's a reminder for those that feel caught under the rug here. Move it. Like, say, hey, I'm under here. You know, hey, I need to enjoy something. I need to celebrate something. You can find something. You can. And I've seen people that don't. You wonder, how in the world can they be so positive? Because they chose to be stronger, and they dove in and they tapped into that soul part of them that they can just bring it up, and they received it and let it in. And that is so powerful. That is self-healing. Self-healing beyond just physical things, medical conditions, anything like that. It's soul healing on trauma, on beliefs that, you know, just aren't supporting you anymore. You can release them and you can overcome. And it's an incredible thing. It is nothing that's just for certain people. It's for everybody. When you first start doing it, it's like, wow, I never done that before. I wasn't raised that way. Yeah, it's out of your comfort zone to do things like that. Of course it is. And, you know, that's the thing. You just want to start thinking about what you can do in your life where I can redirect my focus on, okay, I could work on how I communicate more. I could work on how I respond and react to things. I could stop trying to control all the things or all the other people or how they are or worrying about what they think, and just focus on what I can do better. That's really it right there. I know. And retrograde is really here to help us. It's here to help you in a big way. Now, on the 6th or 7th, that's when the sign of Sagittarius rolls in, and that's a very positive new moon. So right when retrograde finally is done with Mercury and it goes direct, the Sagittarius comes in as a positive new moon, and that's around the 6th of December, 6th, 7th. And what I love about that is that's the energy starting to come in. It's about fresh optimism. It brings optimistic opportunity. If you have a tendency to be pessimistic, if you have a tendency to always see the glass half empty, you know, or everything that's wrong, or you fret, or you just worry, this is going to help you if you're willing to give it a go, give it a chance. Okay. You can reject it, but I don't recommend it. I mean, who wouldn't want some fresh inspiration and some optimistic viewpoints on the same situation that you've been looking at? That's good stuff, right? That's good stuff. Now, it's going to be very encouraging to just be more flexible and go with things and move with it, kind of like flowing with the current. And that's the alignment of working with the energy of Earth as well, because Earth isn't going to wait for you. It's going up into this frequency like I've never seen. And so I find that the more positive, or I take a moment to appreciate nature, just being going for a walk, just being outside for a few minutes, just respecting it, I feel better no matter what's going on in my challenges, because I have them too. That's one of the things that Gabriel said. You want to align with Earth. Respect Earth. Know that you're living and cohabitating here together with other things that live here. It's kind of interesting when you look at it that way. So I have found, and I've been working with this and trying it, and it does work. So I want to give you that. Now, I am going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to keep powering on. I'm going to catch up on what we're writing over there, see what's going on. You guys are a great crowd over there. I hope that all of this is making sense to you. It's kind of deep, but it's good stuff. It's very powerful stuff. This is a very positive new moon coming in a week or so with a lot of love and optimistic viewpoint that you can tap into. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. You might be watching the video live stream. We will be right back after the break.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Hi, I'm Barbara Scheidegger, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of Swiss Hypnotherapy. And this is a tip with purpose. Be willing to make a change for the good. If you want to know what your thoughts were like in the past, look at your body today. If you want to know what your body will be like in the future, look at your thoughts today. This was Deepak Chopra who said that. And it's true. But it's never, ever too late to make a change. And many things can be reversed. If you put your mind into it and make an effort, now you can make the change and tomorrow you will feel much better. Start now and look forward. Past is the past. There's no future in it. But in the now, you can find the future for tomorrow. I hope this tip helps you. You can reach me at SwissHypnotherapy.com.
Have you ever heard of the 90-10 rule? It goes like this. 90% of the time, no one is thinking of you. 90% of the time, everyone's thinking about themselves. And if you think of it like that, it takes the weight off because now you're not being judged. I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on Playing on the Edge Radio, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Radio FM.
Learn how to be you in today's world on New Soul Radio. Follow host Ruby Betty each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she introduces new rules for new souls in these new times. As a powerful spiritual thought leader, modern mystic, and clairsentient, Ruby Betty is propelled toward a single goal: to awaken human beings to their fullest potential. For more information on Ruby and her work, visit rubybetty.co.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so we had a couple of comments over here. It's like we have Annie's birthday is the 11th of the 11th. Whoa. Yes, you would feel a lot of, your whole life is about manifesting. I bet you always feel like things are constantly changing. That's really interesting. But yes, this is a manifesting year for everybody's feeling the 11s. In numerology, I'm one of the master number 11s. So I have it going on too. I get that, you know, because when I die, it's like, oh, no wonder. It totally made sense. There's a few master numbers in new numerology. There's 11, 22, 33. And some of those, in some different ways you look at that, you don't break it down to one number. And I come up to an 11 on that one. She's starting to kayak. Oh, perfect. I love kayaking. I do. I've been kayaking for years. Absolutely love it. And it is a good way to get out there. You get out there on that water and it just connects the emotions and what you feel, because it's a conduit, really. You know, it's a conduit for the energy, and it pulls and it just takes that energy that needs to go away out, but you can really tap in. You can align with nature. And some people aren't big fans of kayaks, I know, but I do. I live by water. I have water everywhere here. So we have kayaks. And I have always loved them because they don't have the motor, and you can just go out there and paddle and just get quiet and just really experience wildlife and nature. And I absolutely, it's one of my favorite ways to balance and align. So I think that's fantastic you're doing that. Absolutely. Yeah, you just ask. Gabriel is a communicating angel, and you will find that what I love about how he communicates is he's always has a lot of high energy whenever I feel him. And it will come in different ways. Like when I'm out in nature, I always get the different messages and symbols of the different insects or animals. I mean, that happens to me a lot. I get it all the time. And last night, I had to get up in the middle of the night because they kept bringing me the seahorse. And I went, why am I getting the seahorse? That one's really, it's not like you see a seahorse out and taking a walk, right? Had a totally phenomenal message that I needed to see right in that moment. And a painting that I'm working on actually has, it's coming out just like the horse did. If you, anybody have, you know, you see that horse behind the Jen Royster show on the back behind me. And that's a horse I painted back in 2011. It was part of just trying to make a backdrop and things like that. But when I was swirling around backgrounds, I wasn't even trying to paint it. It just, when I came back the next day, there was the horse. I have a painting on the wall over here that's just the background thing again. And there's a seahorse right in the middle of it. And I went, what's going on with the seahorse? So see, that's how they'll connect. That's how they do with me. So you might want to just pay more attention to those things. You'll see interesting little things that we don't always notice any other time. The more you notice all the little things, that's how that happens. One of the things that Gabriel also is encouraging us to do is for December, in a positive note, is instead of trying to force things or push them and try to make them fit into your timeline because that's what you want, it's about just letting it go. Surrender is the word. Just surrender the control of an outcome. Just trust that things are being guided that are going to align for exactly where you need to be in your path. And sometimes that's really hard for people. If you're still trying to control something, that's not your soul really leading there. It really isn't. I don't think it is. I think it's just more of the ego being afraid unless it's got control and it goes a certain way and it knows everything that's going to happen before it happens. And yeah, you know the drill. Letting go of just it needing to be a certain way and trusting that it's going to be a divine plan for you and going with it, being more flexible with that, is going to be a benefit for you. And Gabriel encourages that communication with your soul, listening to that. It's a very uplifting moon coming in, okay? Now, right after that, I want to mention, right after that new moon on 6th or 7th, then we have a 12-12 day. That, you know, okay, go back to numerology. 12-12 days are more advanced awareness. You have more of a, your consciousness is just in a more advanced place. And, you know, that's what it's associated with. So that's a pretty advanced number. So if you guys are into that, if you really want to see, you want to kind of look at those dimensions, if you're working on that or that's just what you're about, not everybody is wanting to do that. I'm just explaining the 12-12 is coming up, December 12th. That's what that's about. And that's just a very energetic, high frequency, higher dimension alignment. I love that kind of stuff. So I go in and really expect. The other things are paying attention to your dreams. Make sure you pay attention to them. If you don't meditate, start. Gabriel says, we can communicate and it can lift and it can help you so much when you give yourself an opportunity to be in a quiet space. You're going to thrive if you allow that in your life. If you're going around too fast, multitasking too many things, and you don't give yourself 5 minutes, just be quiet. Because we can ask over and over again, but that's not, are we listening to the answer? That kind of thing. So then we have the 21st. Now the numbers are the other way. That's your solstice for winter. Okay. Well, here in the Northern Hemisphere, it's going to be the opposite. It's going to be our shortest day if you're in the Southern Hemisphere. A little bit different for you. You're more in your summertime. And Capricorn, you know, is going to be coming and arriving. You know, Capricorn is good habits. It wants good habits. It wants to have a, you know, set goals, make plans, be proactive. And that's right before we go into the New Year's when everybody, that's when we always do these resolutions. Well, you're in Capricorn energy because Capricorn is like, let's go. Let's do, you know, let's get organized. Let's have a clean slate. Let's start. So the whole month is an opportunity to lighten up. Okay, lighten up on you. Lighten up on others. Let go of trying to control. That's the biggest one I see with Gabriel is he's like, just let go of trying to control everything so much. Open your expanding and paying attention to the little messages and things that come through. And on that note, I want to bring up an email. This is coming from someone that's in the angel retreat that we have. Marilyn is writing, hello, this is an interesting one because she's starting to notice all of the signs all around her. But this one, I really want to bring up because when we start paying attention and all this stuff comes in, sometimes it can freak you out a little bit and you don't know why. So this is a good one to bring up. She says, hello, Dr. Jen, I have a question. I had this one before, maybe 2 months ago. Then it's happening again. I often see a butterfly in my workplace. Well, first of all, butterflies are transition, change. They represent change. You are going through big change, okay? And during the month of September, I found out that my niece's husband had passed away. Is the butterfly saying goodbye to me? And I'm not quite sure why she's saying that. But I'm reading how she's writing it. Recently this week, I've asked my husband if he smells something. Now, this kind of sounds intense. Smells something like human burning and candles. I went, whoa, you know, I'm the one in the whole house that's smelling it. Nobody else can smell it. And then she receives texts that her best friend, she received these texts from her best friend that someone in their group had passed away a few days before. So she wants to understand what in the world am I smelling and why am I having all these signs? So she says, please help me. I miss you. I love you. And hello to all the viewers. She's saying hello to everyone. She has to listen on archive because she works now during the live broadcast. But first of all, yes, I can understand why, oh my gosh, why am I smelling all this and why is this happening? The butterflies are a very beautiful transitional big change. If you see them for a bit, it's usually more about a personal experience about you, not about somebody else most of the time, okay? It's not necessarily you're always seeing it and it's going to be about. Sometimes we can get caught up in, does that mean it's about something else? And then if it disappeared after the niece husband passed away, don't mix those two together. I don't feel that at all. Honestly, I don't. I think it's more looking at how much you're metamorphosizing, how much you're changing, how much that's happening. The other part about smelling, that is another clair that, you know, like clairaudience, there's a clair, you know, smell thing. And I have done that before. That one, Oh, it's like a human burning candles, I think is what she's saying. It's like a human burning. I think it's a translation because I don't think she's native to English. So that's what's going on. So I went, oh, I was like, what? So burning candles. Okay. Candles, a lot of times we are sending a prayer to somebody. Okay. That's what a candle represents a lot. You know, when you think you light a candle for someone, you're saying a prayer when they pass or cross. That one is different from the butterflies. That one could be the friend was stopping by from the group because they do that. When people cross over and pass away, sometimes they are, you know, visiting before they're, you know, and they'll leave you messages. I've had plenty of them left for me that way. My dad had always had like a certain smell to this wood burner that he had in his house that when he comes around, I'll smell that one. It just means they're coming by and saying hi and, you know, just acknowledging. That's not necessarily a negative, okay? Because when someone passes away, and you've had a couple of people pass away here, I can see that. That doesn't mean that they've died. We don't really die. We're just going and transitioning to a different dimension. And they're just visiting. And I personally, I don't see anything negative in this. I think it's more of she's just really noticing. She's really tapping into a lot of that. Because especially if you're working with your energy and building energy and working with energy, things like that, you can discover that you're going to pick up energy, whether it has a body or not, a lot easier. And I love the visits. I love when they send love from the other side and you can send love right back. So I did want to address that question. Let's see. We have, yes. And Raven over in YouTube, she's saying death is just another frequency. Yes, absolutely. It is. It's a shift because they're not, I've seen where people have passed and they are just thriving. They were just ready to leave this dimension that was so tough for them. They just were done. And so, yeah, don't look at it as a negative. I think some people do, but it's not like that. Let's see, anything else? Yes, she is tapping into psychic abilities. Absolutely, Raven. And she really is. And so I wanted to bring that up. I wanted to address that question. And I'm going to address that much deeper in our next upcoming Angel Gallery reading for the retreat members. We're going to have one on, I believe, the 18th of December. We do it once a month where we go in a little bit deeper and I'll give a little bit more reflection to that. Just know right now in December is so valuable, guys. It rejoice, celebrate. You want to tap into feeling good about yourself right now. You want to take a break on looking at everything from those perspectives that overwhelm or frighten or make you worry. You need to look at these dreams and visions and those things that you have passion about. When you are just so excited to do it and you just love it, that's an energy that raises your frequency. You need to just have the joy, okay? You want to tap into that. The holidays are a tough time for a lot of people. That's when they'll get sad. And here's the thing. You could be completely alone. And I've had plenty of holidays where I've been like that. I haven't had anybody around. And they can be phenomenally feel like you have so much. You're not alone, really. When you go into the spiritual awakening and you're working with the soul and you're working with that connection, you realize you never were alone. The alone thing is more of the disconnect. It's the feeling of the sadness and the lower frequency. There isn't anything here like that. Now, we've been healing. We've been reflecting through all of 2018, guys, okay? We've been really doing that. Now, as we move through December, okay, that reflective energy is going to amplify. You're going to start to feel it increase and move, okay? You're going to start really feeling, wow, wow, I am just so, you're going to start to acknowledge, wow, I've really changed. I've really grown. I've really become aware of some things. I can't wait to start doing something else, because 2019 is action. It's movement. For those that don't like movement and change, you better put your seatbelt on, okay? Right, because it's a moving year. So you want to work with it. You want to flow with this energy. If you're hanging on tight to feeling and worrying and fretting, it's going to feel more uncomfortable, because that's what you're focusing on. That's what you're clinging to. Honestly, that's a buoy of school of hard knocks to me. I mean, let that one go. Float and find another one that's going to lift you where the party's at. I mean, I really feel really incredible good vibes with this. It's exciting. There's lots of great energy coming here, guys. We are really upgrading ourselves in a big way. For those that feel a lot of the physical symptoms, you might be feeling some of those, the physical symptoms of spiritual awakening, all that clutter and that energetic clutter as your body is aligning to the energy, because your physical body's aligning, the cell consciousness. Every cell in your whole body has a consciousness, every single one. It's aware too. You know, all that stuff that needs to come up and go away. You can do a lot for yourself. And Gabriel reminds me of this right now again, by as healthy living as you possibly can. If there's something you've been wanting to, I need to stop this bad habit. Well, why haven't you? Why aren't you trying? And you're like, it's too hard. You know, see, these are more pessimistic mindsets and beliefs, like you believe you can't. This energy coming in December shows you the other side of that. Yes, you can. Here, let me show you. Yes, you can. It's going to be more optimistic. So if there's something that's been really difficult for you to start and get off the ground, to change a bad habit or replace it or just really change, really grow through something that's been so difficult to get started, this energy coming in December is really going to be a great one to help boost you, really support you while you move through. Gabriel was very excited about this energy. And I mean, it's like he wants to shout it to the mountaintops. So that's where he's making me feel to share it with you. You know, I mean, it can come all the way down to just, you know, it's like you just don't want to do anything the way you did before. Gosh, it could be even decorating for the holidays or whatever you celebrate. I'm going to do it different this year. Wait, let's just go completely different. I mean, things like that you do in the physical world help you anchor in with what changes are happening on the inside. So like if you're trying to declutter on the inside, just decluttering your physical world can help you align with that. Things like that are very, very powerful. Does anybody else have anything before we go? Because we're about to run out of time. Anybody else? Let me just check. What else was I going to tell you? I know there was something. Hang on. Okay. Yep. All right. You want to watch the diets? That's what I was going to mention. Watch your diets. Clean them up if you need to. Take opportunity. And it's like, how am I going to do that with all the holiday stuff? Well, you have to want to. If you don't want to, then just keep going the way you are. That's all I can say. Take time to align with nature. Just take time to go out and breathe fresh air. If you are at work in an office building, go out and take in the sun into your face. Take a few minutes of fresh air and just breathe deep and just, you know, align. Just have that intention. Like, I want to connect. I want to be more aware. If you want to be more aware, you will be. It just starts with intention. This is very positive energy, guys. I can't even explain it any better because it's so exciting. Now, if you've been going through a lot of healing, a lot of bad stuff in your history or past or trauma, guys, just cry it out. Let it come up and say, bye-bye. No more of that. Yeah. Okay. That's good work. That work will, it's going to pay off. Let me put it that way. You will be so glad you did the work. you will be so glad you put in the effort to release and heal that stuff. And some of it's, I know, horribly uncomfortable, but it feels so good when you just see it go and it's done and you don't feel that yanking, pulling chain anymore. It's worth it. And then you look at, then you add to the list of what you celebrate. It's even more so. So guys, I love you guys. This has been, I don't even know how to explain it. I'm excited. I'm excited to start changing things in my life too. Positive things. I'm excited about what we're doing with the Angel Retreat. I'm out of time now. If you guys want to get in on that or go check it out, I have the link right in the YouTube right there. I want to say thank you for watching. I got to go. Take this opportunity to align with some positive vibration. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.